Hi guys, I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is another thrilling Monday, another amazing Monday, and I am super glad to be here today. I mean, I tell y'all that Mondays are my best days of the week. I do mean that sincerely, because I get to do this, I get to exert some form of influence over my listeners, I get to bless lives here, and I am so grateful. So over the week, I had a lot of new listeners, and so I'm shouting out to everybody who has tuned in recently. I mean, this morning I woke up to a message and it's like, Chimdi, please can I get your podcast list this your podcast link this morning? And I'm like, yeah, keep it coming. It's coming, don't worry, I'm going to send to you. And then yesterday someone was like, oh god, I waited week long for you. I mean, is there no other one? And then I'm like, I mean, it's weekly, it's every Monday, don't worry, we're sending it to you. So guys, I am thrilled. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, for listening, for carrying my mat down your head, for scattering ground for me. I am super grateful. I am amazed at the things you do for me. So today, I mean, I want to wrap up the discussion on every circle, inside and around. This is the wrap up, and this is very important. So this segment is really, really important. First of all, like I said, I've had a lot of listeners, so I want to do a little introduction. I'm Chimdi Vere. Everybody calls me Chimdi. Well, on the podcast, I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, because I mean, I'd say to people that I am Nigerian by birth. I am Christian. I mean, that's who I am first, above every other thing. And I love to talk. So I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic. Now, progressively, moving on, going forward, let me just delve into what I have to say to us today. Yeah? Of course, you know I love to talk. I mean, if I do this podcast, it has to mean that I love to talk with all of my heart, with all of who I am. Yeah, I love to talk. I love to make y'all happy through my voice, through the things I say. And more than anything, this is one of my assignments, something God has given to me to do here on earth, to try to direct young people like myself, right? I mean, I'm really young. I love God. And through God's guidance, I try to direct other young people, you know, I mean, to live lives that are pleasing to God. And that's what I try to do here. So, I mean, you've met me again. Yeah. And I'm goofy, right? I like goofy pictures. All right. So, straight on to point. All right. So, I've talked about I've talked about every circle, right? I've talked about how you exert influence over people, you know, by the first Monday 2 weeks ago, I talked about praying for people, right? Loving people enough to carry their burdens, to lift them up in the place of prayer. And I said to us that prayer is important, because I mean, you may not have the capacity to talk to the person, but through prayer you can change the way a person acts. You can ask God's intervention. In prayer you make God's intervention available for, you know, people. In prayer you are able to reach people that you did not even think you could reach, right? And so last week I talked to us about kindness, acts of kindness. I talked to us, you know, about influencing people through being kind. And as I shared the podcast link, a lot of people reached out to me, and people were adding here and there. And somebody said to me, you can even influence people like in kindness by not being one of the persons who speaks, you know, who criticizes negatively, right? And that person said to me that, you know, kindness is, we are to be kind. I mean, even when people are undeserving, even when people have made us sad, because it's a service to God, where being kind is unto God too. And these are lessons I keep on learning from my listeners, and I'm like, okay, thank you, keep them coming. So today I said to us when I started this that there's a lot of ways you can influence people around you, right? And somehow I talked briefly about loving people. I talked briefly about showing that living and the way you live. Today I want to talk extensively about living, but it's mainly righteousness, righteous living, right? It's the righteous life, how you can influence people through your actions, through the person, I mean your words, you know. But I said to us, the Bible says our words should minister grace, when I was talking to us on kindness, right? But today I'm extending this discussion, I'm going, you know, further than kindness. How can we influence people, you know? Can my life, the way I live my life, I mean, even without trying to influence people, right? Because I mean, can the way I live my life, my day-to-day life, my activities, can it change the life of somebody? That's the angle I'm coming to us from today. And so, you know, this happened to me. So on Saturday, I'm sitting, and I know that I'm going to wrap up this this whole Every Circle this week, right? And so I'm sitting, and God says to me while I'm having my quiet time, God says that one of the ways you can influence people is through diligence, right? I mean, so I have goals, I have plans, and I am faithful to my goals. And people can see my life and they're like, I want to be like this person because, I mean, she's doing well. She's doing amazingly well. And she's faithful to these things that she says she will do, right? That's one way you can influence people. And so, you know, God is saying to me that, I mean, over time, I've had discussions with people about competence, about incompetence, about not being at the barest minimum, when you know you can do great things, limiting yourself. And I felt like I've limited myself for some time right now. And God is saying to me that, you know, if you're diligent enough, your lifestyle, diligence can rub off on people. I mean, people like to be associated with good things, right? So if you're a diligent person, if you're not incompetent, then that's a way to influence people. Now, bear in mind that when I talk about living your life, I'm talking about, you know, exerting direct influence and indirect influence over people, right? Over your circle. I mean, people just see your life and they're like, okay, I like to emulate this thing that you're doing, right? It's just how you live. For instance, I learned not to litter from my friend Margaret. She's pro-environmentalist, and I had to become an environmentalist because I had to watch her lifestyle. And she'll not litter, you know, she'll not do. She said to me that, you know, some of us believe that the environment heals itself, and of course the environment does heal itself, but she says, and the environment can heal itself, but we can help. And so, I mean, I learned to help the environment heal itself through watching her life, right? Through seeing the things she does, through, you know, just consciously seeing that, okay, this person is very passionate about this. Now, she's not just passionate, she's living the life. So you can influence people by, you know, by completely being loyal to God. Yeah. So today I'm reading Hebrews 13, my brother. And we see, you know, we see Paul, not Paul. You know, the author of Hebrews is very confusing. I mean, a lot of people say Hebrews is written by Paul, some other people say some other things. And so the author of Hebrews is saying to people how, you know, how to live. So the author of Hebrews in Hebrews 13 verse 1 says, first of all, to stay on good terms with each other, to hold, you know, to be held together by love, right? And then in further verses, it just gives a lot and a lot of things that, you know, that you should live by, what righteous living should look like. And then progressively he talks about you know, about being obedient to God, right? I mean, like, you know, staying true to all that God has commanded us. And that's a way to influence people. I mean, you know, when people can see your life, that you're not just talk, you know, a lot of us Christians, we're professing Christians, but we do not practice Christianity. I mean, there's a lot of evil in the world because a lot of people say they are Christians. A lot of people are not what they say they are, right? A lot of people say that they are Christians, but they don't live the Christian lifestyle. They don't uphold any of the things the scripture says we should uphold. I mean, you're not diligent, you're not hardworking, you're not committed, you do not obey authorities over you, you insult everybody. Like, how do you intend to influence people if you're that kind of person? Now, when I speak to all of us, the thing is, I speak to all of us. I don't speak to any of you. Because I see myself as, I mean, the person who goes through all this stuff. Like, I come here and I catch my shade on the podcast. I legit have to catch my shade on the podcast, right? Because, I mean, sometimes we have conversations with people and we're not mindful of the things we say, but we don't know that we're certain forms of influence. Recently, I'm trying to understand the scope of influence God is giving me over people. He said, I have this neighbor, right? He listens to practically almost anything I say. And he's like, oh God, Chindi, I want to be like you. So if you have the person around you, I mean, it makes you sit upright. It makes you know that you have to do better. I mean, your conduct, you have to sit up, right? So God expects us to be stars as Christians. God expects us to live lives that are for His pleasure, for His glory. And we have to do better if we're going to influence the people around us. Now, this is not the influence where you're talking to somebody and saying to the person, change, change, change. You know, in Christianity, people say to you that you can actually minister grace to people through the way you act. People can become Christians through the way you act. It's like this thing where, so yes, there was Mother's Day for some denominations. And so you're seeing this this post where someone is going to, a child is going to his mother's wardrobe and he brings out the Superman outfit.
And so she is telling the other child, you see why she's so amazing. And the child is like, oh my God, I can see because she's super mom. And I mean, that's what God expects us to be, right? God expects people to see our lives and say, oh my God, you see why she's so amazing. She's not just what she's saying. She's how she's living. So if I'm preaching something, I should be doing it. And that's what God expects of us. So it's one of the best forms of influence. I mean, it's showing people, like, it's not just saying it. If I say to love people, right, on the podcast, I should be able to love people. If somebody has a need and I can meet it, I often say that if somebody has a need and you can meet the need, and then you're saying to the person, God bless you, I mean, come on, what are you doing? Like, sincerely, what are you doing? Like, God has put us on earth to be so much more, and a lot of times we limit ourselves. And you know, if you can just stretch into what God has put you on earth to be, if you can just try to be so much more, if you can just trust God to help you be so much more, you're going to do a lot of mind-blowing things. So guys, this is not an excessively long episode. This is just to say to us that, I mean, there is so much we can do by loving people, by living lives for the pleasure of God, by trying to influence people through how we live our lives. I am very particular about how we live our lives, guys. We have to live lives that please God, lives that honor God. When your life pleases God, men, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see and give glory to your Father in heaven. I mean, when you're living an amazing life, a righteous life, your light shines before men, and they cannot help but give glory to God. They cannot help but acknowledge who God is. They cannot help but be influenced. And so guys, I'm ending here because I had to run. I hope that you have a good week. For everybody who listened, oh my God, like, last week was massive, yeah. I mean, I had somebody who said to me, guy, I've listened for the fifth time, and it's playing, and I'm like, oh, all right, that has to be amazing. So thank you, guys. I'm legit blushing green. I mean, you should see me. you should see my blush. It's second to none. Thank you for listening. Thank you for already clamoring for this episode. I hope that I've said something to you today. I'm bringing this series to a close. I'm bringing it to a final conclusion. I'm saying to us, guys, we are on earth to shine as light. We're on earth to exert influence on people. And if influence is the most powerful force on earth, even over choice, then we have a lot of work on our hands to do. We are more. We must do more. We must become more so that people around us can give glory to God. So people around us can live better lives. I mean, I keep on saying, if there is a lot of evil in this world, why not be the good? Can't you be the story that people look at and everybody's like, okay, there is some form of good. Somebody does live right. Somebody says this and actually upholds what the person says in the person's lifestyle. I mean, Bible says we should be peace loving. Bible, you know, there's a lot of things that we can learn from the Bible. And so I am saying to us today that as you live your lives on earth, the Bible should be your standard. So when people see you, there are no questions. No, I'm not saying people do not make mistakes. I mean, come on, I make mistakes a lot of times, right? I say a lot of people make mistakes. I'm saying sometimes we fall short of God's glory. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to. Sometimes we're disappointed in ourselves. I've got to that point a lot of times, right? But I'm saying to us, get up and start to do better. You are so much more. You are better. You are more. Even if you're not doing it for yourself, come on. There is somebody looking at you. There's somebody who wants to be like you. There is somebody who has been saying, I like this girl. Just give them a reason to live. Give them a reason to see some good. Give them a reason to be light. And as you do this, I mean, in your circle, you're influencing your friends. Your friends see you and they're like, okay, I can copy this. I can emulate this for my friend. And around you, people see you and you're like, oh my God, wow. You're amazing. And then people start to become like, I've had people say to me, Chindi, you didn't know, but you taught me this. And it's one of my I am so proud of myself moment, because you know, in everything you've taught somebody something. So be teachers, you know, emulate, be people who are amazing. And Bible says, Paul says to imitate him as he has imitated Christ. So our standards in righteous living and living our lives should be God. I mean, God so loved the world. So we should so love the world. We should be given people. We should live for God's pleasure. We should live in obedience to God and obedience to those he has placed over us. Our words should minister grace and life. Our words should edify people. There is so much we can do. So guys, I'm concluding here. I hope you had a good time. I hope you have a good week. So say a prayer for me. I've had an amazing week. I've had good opportunities to rise, and I'm supposed to like get my transcripts today. So say a prayer for me that it goes seamless. And bye, guys.
I love y'all. I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, and this is Just Talk. See ya next week. We're starting something new, something mind-blowing. Bye.